Hello and welcome to another episode of Gully Cricket to Bounce a Wicket podcast. I'm your host Srinivas.
Hi, this is Manoj.
As promised during our IPL auction reactions episode that we'll be doing a separate episode to do the preview of the team before start of IPL. We are going to discuss each IPL team in a separate episode. And amazing thing is we are going to call super fans of each team to discuss about their franchise and what is their expectations. So today we are going to be joined by John. Yeah, John, welcome to the show again.
Thanks a lot. Great pleasure to talk cricket with you.
John, you are a big fan of CSK and even your mail ID has MSD in it, right? We want to know why are you a fan of this CSK and how long have you been, you know, following CSK?
I have been following CSK from 2008. The love started from due to MS Dhoni because I started watching cricket around 2004-05. So MS Dhoni made that mark, then that splendid 183 against Sri Lanka, then 148 against Pakistan. So that love from of MS Dhoni changed that love to CSK. Then during 2018, when they were banned for 2 years, then once they came back, that affection changed really to the team, especially how we miss CSK in that 2 years, especially Dhoni had that tough times with Pune Super Giants, and coming back winning the IPL was really a great moment for everyone across the world who are supporting CSK. So right now, somewhere around it has been becoming more than Dhoni the affection towards CSK.
Yeah, I think I'm sure it's the same story for many fans like you. So coming to the CSK's performance in the last season, so they finished 7th in the list of in the points table, and they won the last 3 games of the tournament, and I think that was too late to qualify for the qualifiers. So yeah, and it's the first time for CSK not to qualify, and it must be very tough for fans like you. So what are your thoughts on last year's performance?
I think it was kind of expected. If you look at the squad that they picked for 2018 IPL, which was 3-year contract. So especially everyone was that somewhere more than 30, 35 plus. So it was expected there will be one season when the age factor will be hitting them up. And with Raina pulling out due to COVID with his family, so, and Harbhajan Singh as well. So they, it gave Dhoni lots of headaches, especially guys, two big guys who can start in the playing 11 pulling out just 1 week or 2 weeks before the IPL. It will be tough for any side to make up from that. And CSK didn't went for the replacement anyone. So it become even worse. And some of the guys got COVID. We have seen Ruturaj, who missed out first few weeks, and the way he came back in the later stages of the season, he scored 350s as you told earlier, which helped CSK to win the 3 matches. So it was a tough season for CSK, but it was expected as well with the age factor, and most of them are not playing international cricket. If you look at Dhoni, was not playing international cricket for 1 year something, even Ambati Raidu was not playing, and some other guys as well, they were not in the international side. Compared to if you look at any side, CSK was that side who does not have that international experience other than Faf, then few other Lungi and Giddy, then some Josh Hazlewood, etc. And the pulling out of Suresh Raina made it worse, as it affected the team combination. We couldn't play some international stars because we need to manage that top order factor with playing by Watson and Faf, etc. It made lots of difficulties for MS Dhoni and team management as well. And I hope it was one of the seasons to forget. Even in if you look at 2019, we were winning at home. In 2019, there was after effects of that age factor, the way how poorly Kedar Jadhav performed in 2019, because our middle order was really weak apart from Dhoni, but we didn't make any changes in 2020 season. They didn't bring anyone or they didn't left out much, they just maintained that core. So these things come together, and that backfired CSK in that last season.
True. I am a CSK fan myself, John, and I completely agree with you. Even I have made the same points in our IPL episode that we have done, and it was expected in 2019 itself. I think 19 itself coming to the finals is a big thing for the team, for the kind of team they are having. And yeah, let's move on. So coming back to auctions this time, and before auctions, they traded in Robin Utappa, and in auctions they paid big amount for Moeen Ali and Krishnappa Gautam, and they got other players from Tamil Nadu domestic team like Hari Nishant, and they got Pujara, they got Harishankar Reddy, who is a fast bowler from Andhra team, and they got Bhagat Verma. So do you think they got whatever they want in auctions? Do you think this will be enough? What are your thoughts on that, with Raina coming back into the team especially?
I don't think this is enough, but within lots of limitations, we can't have proper 11 after a mini auction. There will be lots of holes. We need to see how Dhoni fixes that holes. They were looking at Glenn Maxwell in the auction, but RCB has a bigger purse, so Glenn Maxwell went from CSK's hand. They got Moeen Ali and Krishnappa Gautam. Both are who can give with bat, ball and field. So it gives that lots of options. One of the things CSK had this season and is lots of options. Anyone can make at least 4 or 5 villain for CSK. That's how options they have. The thing is that they need to come, everyone need to come together to be a champion, so to qualify into the playoff. That's the one factor CSK will be missing in. If you look at, they have lots of match winners. And if you pick a playing 11, there will be at least 7 or 8 bowling options for Dhoni to choose from for the match. So it will be how well Dhoni going to use these resources, and how these players coming into the party for CSK will be the one of the deciding factor. They have got what they needed in the auction. It was a decent option for them, considering the purse they have, and they have brought in few guys like you have told Harishankar Reddy. He was so impressive in Vijay Hazare Trophy. His pace was really good, so it can bring a variety into CSK Indian fast bowling unit, because they have Thakur and they have Deepak Chahar, so they were missing an extra pace. So Harishankar Reddy might be the man for MS Dhoni somewhere around the tournament. Then Krishnappa Gautam was a surprise pick for CSK, but still it was expected. But the money wasn't expected, but buying Krishnappa Gautam was expected, because they didn't have that finger spinner, especially after ruling out of this Harbhajan Singh. They need an off spinner, so I was expecting them to buy, but 9 crore was a bit high. But Moeen Ali was almost certain he'll be coming to CSK, especially if they are not getting Glenn Maxwell. They'll be looking at Moeen Ali. So almost everything are predictable picks for CSK in the last auction. But still everyone needs to come into that party. As I said earlier, the issue will be the experience in international cricket. They'll be facing likes of Jofra Archer, or even Jasprit Bumrah, or someone like Chris Morris, etc. So it will be difficult, because most of them are not playing international cricket for many years, and how we don't know how they will be prepared as well. They have camps even in last season also. They prepared 1 month ago, etc. But game pressure is a different beast altogether. So it will be difficult for CSK, unless Dhoni or Suresh Raina has a big season. Suresh Raina had a great Syed Mushtaq Ali as well. Because even we can't blame him also. He hasn't been playing much cricket. There were COVID times, he retired from international cricket. He just played domestic cricket. And even same case with Dhoni. So everything are backfiring in CSK. But I hope somewhere around they find a perfect combination. And though, as we all know, Dhoni has that knack of magic using wand, resources really well. We are seeing.
Yeah, I think Dhoni, with his ability to manage people on the field, definitely he is going to make an impact in this season. So do you think they'll give a chance to Pujara this season? What do you think? Why did they buy Pujara?
I don't know the reason. Even if you look at the statements of CSK officials or N. Srinivasan, they're told after his performance in Australia Test Series. So the pick does not make sense. I don't know whether Pujara will be getting an opportunity, etc. If you look at the top order, they have Jagadishan is there, they have Ruturaj Gaikwad, they have Ambati Raidu, they have Suresh Raina. Almost
And they have N. Jagadishan also, right? Order, they have Harin N. Jagadishan and now they have Hari Nishant also. I don't know where they are going to fit.
So they have packed. It will be tough for Pujara to find a place unless something someone injures or CSK have a pretty poor start. Then Pujara might end up, but I can't see Pujara playing in this 11.
And do you think they have purchased Krishnappa Gautam and Mohin Ali, considering the fact that they are going to play half the games in home ground Chennai? Do you think they were more suited to Chennai? And what do you think there will effectiveness will be if we are going, you know, out of Chennai and playing all the matches?
I think this was informed to each franchises. I don't know whether it, I think they would have informed these things, etc. They'll be playing in neutral venues. But if you look at other than Mumbai does not offer much for spinners, but they'll be playing in Delhi, etc. Delhi has been that slow track over the years. We have seen the range of scores in their Arun Jaitley Stadium. So they can, they have the resources. If you look at Mumbai, if they play, they have Lungi Angudis there, they have Jose Selwood. So they have that resources. As I told you, they just need to, everyone need to come together and perform like 2018. 2018 was a big surprise. I don't think anyone, maybe one or two percentage would have told CSK will be winning the title. But CSK won the title because everyone come to the party. Raidu had a big season. Someone like Lungi and Giddy performed really well. And there were lots, like Sam Billings was a match winner in one match. There was Jadeja, there was Shane Watson, there was Dhoni. So everyone contributed each match. And that's needed for a team like CSK to win the title, because they don't have a player like Virat Kohli, they don't have a player like KL Rahul, they don't have Rishabh Pant or Nicolas Puran or anyone. If you look at other sides, even Mumbai has Surya Kumar Yadavs or Ishan Kishans. So CSK don't have that X factor in their 11. So everyone needs to come into the party like 2018, or else it will be tough for CSK to, even qualification will be tough for into the playoffs.
True. I agree with you on that. And do you have any players to watch out for this season? Whom do you want to look how he is going to fare in this season? Do you have one or two players like that?
I think one of the deciding factor will be Jadeja. The way he batted in last IPL was really good. I was really surprised that Dhoni didn't give that middle order spot to Jadeja last season. Even after a few games where CSK lost, CSK had a pretty poor net run rate in middle overs. So Jadeja is a guy who can take the spinners on. And the way he was batting, he should have given him opportunity. So Jadeja will be one of the factors, one of the X factors I am looking forward. Then from unknown community, I would like to see Harishankar Reddy. He even clean Dhoni in the practice game, and he bowled really well. His pace is really good. So Jadeja will be one of the X factors to look out. Then unknown commodity will be Harishankar Reddy.
True, I think Jadeja has been a very good find last season, right? Especially with his batting skills. So before we wind up for the episode, John, what do you think will be the first playing 11 for CSK?
It's tough to tell a 11 for CSK. If you look at other teams, there will be core players.
Yeah,
but CSK,
you can make
different combination. Like
True. Continue.
Other teams have we can make combination for them. Maybe one or two changes will be happening depending on the captain or venue. But if you look at CSK, it's tough to predict a 11. Even you can open with Ruthviraj Gaikwad and Robin Uthappa, or you can open with Faf or Ruthviraj, or even Robin Uthappa or Faf. So
yeah.
It's tough to predict a playing 11. Mohin Ali can come as an opener, or Sam Curran come as an opener. So Dhoni, as I said earlier, Dhoni has lots of options this season. Everyone need to come into that party.
Great insights from you, John. So before we wind up, where do you think CSK will end up? Why don't you give us an optimistic and pessimistic outlook for the season?
I really hope they qualify into the playoff as fourth team or third team, but I still think they'll be finishing around 5 or 6 this season. They finished 7th last season, so I think they'll be going one up because the resources they had, and Dhoni can use them really well this season. So I hope, I need CSK to enter in the playoff, but still I think around 5 or 6 will be their spot in this season.
I think your views have been very, very honest. Even though you are a CSK fan, there was no camouflage in your thoughts. And like I said, I myself has been a CSK fan and I completely agree with you. So let's hope and wish Dhoni will prove you and me wrong and they'll, you know, end up at the best possible one or two or even win. Let's hope Dhoni will bring his magic maybe one more time. So thank you, John. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you again.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so that's all for the CSK franchise preview before IPL. Stay tuned. We'll be catching up with you in further episodes with the super fans of other franchise. Thank you. Bye-bye. Please do rate and comment us on Apple Podcasts if you are using. And you can follow us and tweet us at the rate DCBW Podcast in Twitter and Facebook also. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in again.